here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, referees whistle blows, weekend warriors toe-to-toe, football.
So old-timers, do you remember the names? Like Bronco Nagurski and Night Train Lane, Bulldog Turner, my man Sam Huff, in the snow and the mud, they were still real tough. Crazy Leg Church, and remember Raymond Berry asked me if they hit hard, and I'll say Perry, Paul, Christian, Buddy, Young Lady Moore, is them my dog, they seem to always score. Ed Sprinkle, defensive end for those years, Gene Big Daddy Liston was the man to fear. You have Steve Van Buren and Otto Graham, Johnny Unitas had the arm of a Superman. We had Charlie Trippi and Gino Marquette. If you're searching for a champion, they're your best bet. Which I could quarterback, like Johnny Lou Jack or even Sid Luckman, as a matter of fact. Do you remember Red Brains, the galloping ghost? He could do a 95 running coast to coast. You had Norm Van Brocklin, a real great player, so swift with his moves that he could be mayor. Why ain't Tittle, Ally Madison? Hey, I remember all those guys from back in the day.
It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, referees whistle blows, weekend warriors toe to toe. Football, 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 football.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, Cali Mike. I'm coming at you with a hot new episode of CMT Firestorm. We're bringing the best, brightest, and boldest in the world of football, both college and professional. Well, we got the Super Bowl done. We got the season done. We got college done. Next thing you know, we got to do the draft. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to bust out my mock draft. First, I want to talk about the Super Bowl. It was an exciting game. You know, I'm nowhere near a Patriots fan, but, you know, I can't take anything away from them. You know, they, they played a good game. You know, they came back from being down by a lot. You know, they showed champion. That's what you had to do to be a champion. You got to, you know, be able to face that type of adversity.
you know, it was an exciting game. Atlanta, I don't know. They just, you know, I've seen it time and time again this year. And with, oops, hold on 1 second. I've seen it time and time again in college and in the pros this year. When you get a team like your New England, your Alabama, your whoever have you, you got to be able to close them out, man. Especially if you don't, you know, if they're the favorite and they're, the, you know, you got that type of lead. You can't just let a team like that come back on you. I mean, Atlanta, you know, to me they had a winning recipe with, you know, just getting the ball to Julio Jones. And I don't know why they didn't, you know, I don't know why they didn't keep doing that. I mean, to me, you know, like I said, I thought that that would be the way for them to go. I want to bring up his stats right here. Yeah, he had four. Targeted four times. Caught all four for 87 yards. 21 yards, I mean, you know, you can't beat that with a stick. You know, it's just, I don't know. But the beginning of the game, you know, like I said, you could tell both teams were feeling each other out, and it was kind of like a standstill. James White, you know, receiving out of the backfield, I mean, he's invaluable for that team. I mean, my goodness, you know, 110 yards, 14 receptions and one touchdown receiving, you know, 29 yards and two TDs, including the winning TD rushing. You know, Brady threw for 466 yards, but, you know, you could very well say, you know, he threw the ball 62 freaking times. You could very well say James White was the MVP of that game. That's the other thing, Atlanta, you know, you got to keep the pressure on Tom Brady, man. I mean, 62 times dropping back, and you only got 5 sacks for 24 yards. Compare that to Matt Ryan, who played an excellent game. Matt Ryan was 17 of 23 for 284 yards with 2 TDs, no picks. But he was sacked 5 times for 44 yards. Tom Brady was only sacked 5 times for 24 yards. You know, so you got to be able to put the gas on them teams, man. You can't, you know, it can't be no let up. Looking here at, you know, you had Grady Jarrett. He had 3 sacks, but, you know, your big man, Vic Beasley, I mean, he was pretty much non-existent. I'm looking, shit, Vic Beasley did not even have a single tackle this whole game, and he's might be that, you know, this man had 15 sacks on the season. He had not one tackle. Only hit the QB one time. So, you know, to me, like I said, they definitely got to address their pass rush in the offseason. Definitely. Because, like I said, that just cost them a world championship or a Super Bowl title. other than that, I mean, you can't, you know, like I said, it was a good game. Yeah, I just, you know, didn't want to see the Patriots win it again. They did, though. Like I said, you can't take nothing away from them. They did what champions do. You know, come out and hit you in the mouth hard. And that's, you know, that's what you have to do. I think they, you know, like I say, even then they got a couple of spots they're going to have to address in the off season. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, they still might have Gronk coming back. I mean, shit, they won the Super Bowl and did good this most of the season without Gronk. So, you know, now you have to wonder how, you know, how integral he is to that team, you know. So, you know, he might have partied his way to another team. Funny thing is, that like I said, Gronk didn't even play in the Super Bowl. He was the one that was partying the hardest. I don't know if you guys saw these the after game celebrations, but he was in typical Gronk fashion, ogring his way through. The celebration, drinking beer, and doing what Gronk does. Outside of that, not really much more to say about it. I mean, I thought the halftime show with Lady Gaga was half decent. I mean, you know, well, I expected it to be. She did all her hits, and you know, it was pretty good. I don't know about the beginning. What they said, that was an illusion. I don't see how that was. I got to go back and look at it again. They said that was an illusion with her dropping down to the floor from the ceiling of the dome. I have to go back and look at that again and see exactly what, you know, people are referring to. Well, other than that, I can say, I don't know, I can't take that much joy in the game. Pats won. Anyway, I want to get into my mock draft. That's really what I want to do, this is my first mock. I waited this whole year to do one. I usually, you know, start doing one at the end of the year, but I waited this whole year to do one. I wanted to get the order fixed and so, you know, get everything done. So I'm going to go ahead and run through this. And feel free to tell me what you think. Number is 347-237-5539. We have the Cleveland Browns with the number one pick. And with that number one pick, I have the Cleveland Browns selecting Myles Garrett, defensive end from Texas A&M. Garrett's just a brute, man. Like I say,
I like him better than Clowney coming out, tell you the truth. I think his first step, you know, Clowney, you know, he was the number one guy in high school. He was the number one guy in the pros. Garrett's first step, though, is so explosive. I mean, I haven't seen a first step. You know, his first step is I compare it to like a Lawrence Taylor first step. It's, I mean, it's explosive. He's up there and he's, you know, he's there. I think he's going to be, you know, a good pro monster in the league. A guy you can build your defense around. And like I say, I think, you know, he's the best player for that spot right there. Next, I got Jonathan Allen, the defensive end out of Alabama. I got him going to UCLA. I think that I think he'd be a good fit there. I think you put him there along with Armstead, and you know, you put him on that defensive line that they have, and I think it'll shore it up. You know, you already got DeForest Buckner over there at one end. You may put him at the other. You got Glenn Dorsey. You know, I think that can only, you know, like I said, I think that can only help. Number three, I got the Bears going quarterback. I got him taking Deshaun Watson. I know a lot of other drafts got Mitch Trubisky going here. I like Watson better. I think he's a better football player. I think he's a better guy. But I have him going there at number four. Watson, like I said, I kind of was cool on him, you know, after this season. Like I said, in the championship game, he stepped up. And that's one thing I've noticed about him. He steps up in big games. Like I said, I think he has the arm strength. I think he has, you know, he has all the pieces, you know, to be a successful NFL quarterback. And I think, you know, I think that the Bears need that. Thank you.
excuse me, reading a article here. Wow. Okay. Next, I got the Jacksonville Jaguars at number four. I got them taking Leonard Fournette, running back out of LSU. I look at what T.J. Yeldon did this year in Munich. Yeah. When you have talent like you just gotta kinda Fournette is like I say, his only weakness to me is that he's dealt with minor injuries the past couple of years. Well, some not so minor, but other than that, I mean, just from a physical standpoint, what he brings to the table, he's probably going to be the highest rated running back since Adrian Peterson. I think what's going to help him a lot too is the success of Ezekiel Elliott. So you're going to have a lot of teams, you know, maybe getting in there to get that running back if he, you know, earns an elite grade, which I think he will. Yeah, I think he's a beast. So, you know, wasn't got to worry about him. Number five out of Tennessee, I got Marshawn Lattimore, who's a cornerback out of Ohio State. The thing I like about Lattimore is number six, I got Jamal Adams, safety out of LSU. I like Adams. I think he didn't have a super breakout year this year that I thought he was going to have, but I like him. He brings a lot to his game. A very athletic. Had the Chargers at number 7. I was thinking offensive line, but what I really like them to do is go after a wide receiver, and I got Mike Williams from Clemson as my number 1 wide receiver. I think with the injury habits of Keenan Allen, you can't really be sure of when he's going to be healthy or not, or if he's even going to still be with the team any much longer. So, you know, man. Carolina Panthers, number 8. I got them taking Dalvin Cook, running back, FSU. I like what Cook brings to the table. I think with him, you know, get a nice speed option there. Nice home run threat to pair with Cam Newton. You know, just start phasing them in. It'll make a different team. Definitely. Never. At number 9, the Cincinnati Bengals. I got them taking Reuben Foster, linebacker out of Alabama. I really like Foster. In my opinion, I think he was their best overall defensive player. I know, you know, Jonathan Allen's going to be, you know, but like I said, I just like Foster. I think he brings a lot to the table. I think you can maybe plug him inside or even outside, and he'd produce. Number 10, I got Buffalo Bills. I got them taking Mitch Trubisky, quarterback out of North Carolina. He's supposed to be like a Carson Wentz-like kind of dude. And Buffalo does not seem like they're too big on keeping Tyrod Taylor, even though I don't know why. But, you know, a new coach probably going to want to come in and have his guy in there at number 1 spot. So, Number 11, I got the New Orleans Saints taking Malik Hooker. Safety out of Ohio State. I like Hooker. I would have had him rated a little bit higher, but he's injured. Been seeing varying times for how long he's going to be out. So that's about as high as I can put him right there. Number 12, I got them taking Tease Tabor, Jalen Tabor, cornerback out of Florida. You got to get there and start getting your replacements ready for
Then I got Adoree Jackson, cornerback from USC, going to Arizona Cardinals at number 13. Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to have them shore up their offensive line. Cam Robinson, left tackle, Alabama. You know, get somebody in there to protect Andrew Luck for the next 10 years, hopefully. The Eagles. Eagles. You got a new quarterback, so I want to give him a new weapon. They were kind of unsure at wide receiver. So go ahead and put Corey Davis there, wide receiver out of Western Michigan. Western, you know, he plays for Western Michigan, but he's had three huge seasons of football. He's good size. Like I said, he's had three big seasons. I have not seen him play. That's the only reason why I can't rate him higher than Mike Williams. Redskins, I'm going to have them take,
Baltimore Ravens. I'm going to have them take Derek Barnett, defensive end out of Tennessee. Suggs is probably going to be gone. Been in the league a long time, so you know, get a big boy brute in there to replace him. Washington Redskins at number 17. I'm going to have them take JJ's little brother, TJ. He plays inside linebacker for Wisconsin, and I think they need that. I think he'd be a good fit there. Tennessee Titans. I'm going to have them take Quincy Wilson out of Florida. And that's the second corner I have them taking, but they got two first round picks. You know, go ahead, you know, shore up your secondary. You know, get it tight. Because, you know, like I said, they're a young team. They don't have that many holes, but like I say, you know, corner, I'm definitely one of them. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number 19. I'm going to have them go ahead and take John Ross, wide receiver out of Washington. Ross, he's got that breakaway threat kind of thing going, and I think he'd be a good compliment for Mike Evans, who, you know, is just a big, you know. Like I said, I think they'd make a good team. You know, give Jameis another weapon out there. Excuse me. Denver Broncos, I have them taking Ryan Ramczyk, offensive tackle out of Wisconsin. You know, I think they need some protection back there. They got a couple of young quarterbacks, whoever's going to be starting for them. They haven't had a real steady offensive line in a couple of years, so go ahead and plug him in there. The Detroit Lions, at number 21, I have them taking Solomon Thomas. Defensive end out of Stanford, put him there opposite Ezekiel Ansah, and get it cracking. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Charles Oakley get kicked out of this Knicks game. They had that boy hemmed up. About 6-7 security guards. Had him all hemmed up. You got Doc Rivers looking around. That boy Oakley, wild boy. All right, number 22, I got the Dolphins taking Forrest Lamp. He's a tackle, but they're saying he could move inside when he gets into the league from Western Kentucky. Number 23, I got the New York Giants taking Christian McCaffrey. A super speedy running back. From Stanford. I like the Giants. They got a solid team. But I think they definitely need help in their running game. Number 24, Raiders. Malik McDowell, defensive lineman out of Michigan State. I like McDowell. He got injured earlier in the season, but like I said, I really like the way he plays. He could be one of those guys that could, you know, fit a couple of different positions on your line, depending on what scheme the team is going to be running. And like I said, I think the Raiders need help with the defensive line, maybe shore up their secondary. But I think McDowell would be a better bargain right there. Number 25, Houston Texans. I got them taking Deshaun Kizer, quarterback out of Notre Dame. I think this Brock Osweiler thing has blown up in their face. And, but they got a good team, so they want to take advantage of it. So, you know, get somebody in there who can help your team out right now. Number 26, Seahawks. I got them taking Garrett Bowles, offensive tackle out of Utah. Seahawks got to get somebody in there to protect they got to protect Russell. And also, you know, you got to get somebody in there and get your running game started too. But, you know, Russell Wilson, he's your guy. You want to have him healthy and upright. So, you know, go ahead and get a good left tackle is a good place to start. Number 27, Chiefs. I've been taking Sidney Jones, cornerback out of Washington. I like Jones, and I think you go ahead and pair him up there with Marcus Peters, who's also from Washington. You know, with them two, they keep Eric Berry. You know, whew, that's cold right there. Dallas Cowboys at number 28. I have them taking O.J. Howard, tight end out of Alabama. Jason Witten still has the hands, but like I said, he's definitely lost a step. And I think you can get, you know, good value out of O.J. Howard. He's kind of raw because you really he hasn't done that much at Alabama, but that's just because of scheme. But like I say, he's definitely shown that he can be an athletic, receiving tight end. And, you know, get Dak as many weapons as possible. Green Bay, I have them taking Taco Charlton, defensive end out of Michigan. Green Bay's got to work on their pass rush. I think they'll be a running back in the later rounds that they could pick up if they do get, you know, decide to draft a running back. Steelers, I got them taking Takaris McKinley, linebacker out of UCLA. You know, just help them a little bit on the outside pass rush. Same Atlanta Falcons. I got them taking Tim Williams. Put him opposite of Vic Beasley. That way, if Beasley's cold, you know, hopefully Williams can be hot. But, you know, that lack of pass rush was what cost them the Super Bowl. Patriots, even though I think he's a bonus there, and I don't know if they necessarily need him, I got them taking Buda Baker out of Washington. I think he's a good, you know, safety. He's a good Patriots kind of guy. Really, you know, meat and potatoes kind of safety. I think he could be really good for a team like the Patriots. Anyway, I just wanted to get up here and do my mock. That was my live mock draft. I've saved all these picks that I just made, and then I'm going to get them and I'll post them somewhere. Anyway, thanks so much. Like I said, we're going to be reformatting the show soon. New name, new everything. So stay tuned. Like I said, we're probably going to, you know, take a couple of be on hiatus for a while. But I might be jumping in on Matt's show I might be jumping in on Matt or James's show. And you can see me there. Until then, have a good one. All right, you guys. Peace.